我们晚上一起来聚会。
We are in the Lord Jesus Christ. We all gather here to some other worship God.
看到你们也很高兴，也很紧张。
I'm very glad to meet with all of you, but also very nervous.
高兴是见到你们，紧张是又要讲道。
I'm very glad to see all of you. The reason getting nervous, I have to testify.
我还没来，这边的负责人就 fax 给我，说要讲三个题目。
Prior to my departure, I received a fax to request me to deliver three topics.
第一个讲独一真神。
The first topic is one true God.
第二个讲教会论。
The second topic is the church, history of church.
第三个讲救赎论。
The secondly is the doctrine of soteriology, which is also known as doctrine of salvation.
那我就从命了。
I accepted the assignment.
Excuse me. 那这独一神观听起来好像我只是试着来讲哈。
And I try, I attempt, to interpret, this important.
说我是在台下讲，台下讲不负责了。
I'm standing off the podium, not on the podium.
没有录音哈，我最怕录音了。
And I don't want to be taped, either, and even using the audio tape.
那我们讲这个跟个人布道有关系哦。
This is directly related to individual personal evangelism.
但是这个遇到这个问题是比较深的人呢、啊，就是外教会他真的对圣经啊，或是对道理很懂，才会问这个问题。
The believers of other denominations have a very profound knowledge that all normally would like to ask this question.
那这个我要讲我们教会我领受的哈的独一神观之前呢，我们要讲讲外面到底。你跟人家谈不一样在哪里
？Before I discuss with you and our understanding of one true God, I would like to share with you understanding of one true of the theology from other denominations.
对神观，我先讲几个比较不重要的哈。
Let me share with you some of the unimportant concepts.
就是有几种哈。第一个就是那个他认为耶稣不是神。
One idea is Jesus is not God.
我的原稿先给我。这我的那个原稿吗？谢谢你。你可以分给他们。就两个而已啊。来。我看今天晚上我们来，因为我们有六堂哈，那可能谈的比较详细一点点。如果有什么问题，随时可以问。那我不一定知道，大家来讨论。
There are six sections. It's not necessary that I will have all the answers. We may spend some time to discuss.
一个观念就是。我们现在已在时空之下谈神，其实这是不世之举啊。
Isn't a very unwise to discuss concept of theology, especially we are limited by time and space.
其实是没有办法谈的。
It's actually impossible for us to discuss the doctrine of theology.
那我们现在谈的基础是从圣经啊，他神给我们多少，我们来谈多少。
What we can discuss is merely based on the teaching of the Bible. Whatever is recorded in the Bible will become the very important resources.
那个现在世界上有几个方向对神的这个观念。
In this world, there are several concepts towards theology.
第一种就是认为只有神啊，只有父是神，其他的耶稣不是神。
The first idea is God, only God is the Father, but Jesus is not the God.
像耶和华见证会有没有
？Like Jehovah's Witness.
他们不认为耶稣是神。
They don't believe that.
不认为耶稣是神本身。
They do not recognize Jesus Christ is God Himself.
好、哦，那个像耶和华见证会，还有那个安息日会也是。
Seventh-day Adventist.
好、哦，那现在我们遇到比较多的。就是三位一体。
The most commonly concept is Trinity.
并且你相信你没有相信三位一体的人， 对三位一体的人来讲的话，你是异端呢。
If you are not, if you do not accept the idea of Trinity, you are considered as heathen.
好，那我们先来谈三位一体。我看今晚上来谈谈三位一体了哈，做一个比较。
This evening, I would like to share with you the concept of Trinity as a comparison.
那如果谈得完的话，我们明天早上再来谈我们正式教会跟三位一体的不同点在哪里。
And then tomorrow morning, I will discuss with you the difference of True Jesus Church towards the doctrine of theology, to compare with the teachings of Trinity.
好，我这里有四章，其实我很多了哈。
The figures are just the sheets are just distributed.
你先看这张。
Four pages. Please refer to this one.To this sheet.
这是希瓦有没有？这里有希瓦 from Anadra.
This is the image of Shiva from Anadra.
啊，这是印度教。
This is the Hindu Hindu god.
Hinduism. 这是印度教的神。
It is so this image is the god of Hinduism.
印度教是耶稣还没降生以前。差不多两千年，雅利安人到印度去设立的宗教。
Hinduism was actually,
很简单这样说了。
Established 2,000 years B.C.
那印度教最先叫做婆罗门教。
The Hinduism was known as the Parliament.
他们是主要的神是 Brahma。
The main god is Brahma.
那接下来他们另外两个神，一个是 Shiva。
And the second god is Shiva. And then, Vishnu.
我很简单讲啊，因为没有办法讲得很详细。
中文叫偏。
那这三个，这是主神啊。
Brahma is the main god.
这是讲的，就是所有的宇宙里面都有 Brahma.
And the Brahma is filled in the entire universe.And he is considered as the seed.
这个以后到佛教是讲这个的。
And also in Buddhism, Brahma was mentioned.
就是就是讲万法哈、就是世界所有的种子现行。这个讲到佛教再讲吧。
好，没关系，
那这个三个神呢是三而一。
And these three gods are one.
你看这个图呢？它有三个头，有没有
？So if you look at this picture, it has three heads.
这是从印度教 copy 过来的。
And this is actually copy from the Hinduism.
所以印度教是就是信三一的神。
The Hinduism believe three in one.
对，你看三个头，对不对？ Yeah. 但是一个身体。
And the three heads, but one body.
那接下来都是类似这个样子的。
They are also the other pictures are very similar.
你换过来，这是佛教的。
If you turn to the next page, and these are the images and idols of Buddhism.
年纪大的可能比较喜欢看布袋戏的，那个什么一气化三身就是这个了。
And those who are interested in the Taiwanese puppet show, you know, these are very popular stories.
我没听过，没有啊。啊，你们太文明了！
从小信耶稣的
啊，
我们从小信耶稣。
我是从小信耶稣啊！我正直就信了。对，这就是印度，就是佛教继承下来的神观。
This is actually the inheritance of the teachings of
一个身体，但是是三位神。
It's one body, but in trilogy.
其实我没有印出来了。其实那个没有印出来。那个罗马的神里面也有。
And also in the Romans,
埃及也有。
Also in the Egyptians,
Babylon 也有。
Also in Babylon.So find similar images.
三一神哈。
So this is a Trinity.
所谓三位是几个神啊？
And bear in mind that they only worship one God. The three in one.
三一神就是三位一体的神，也是独一神。
Even the teachings of Trinity is three in one and worshiping one God.
那再过来我们来看这一章，这个。Let's refer to this page. 这个跟这个差不多哈，就是三个头一个身体哈。And
this is very similar, except as
这是最原始的基督教的三一神。This
is the very early stage of the Trinity.
在佛教、印度教里面都是。 In the
Buddhism, you always see a very typical image is the three heads and with one body.
那在基督教的开始哦，也是三个头。
In the very early time of Christianity, it's very similar image, three heads and one body.
他用图来表达他们的那个信仰。
They use a figure to illustrate their belief.
这些都是在那个教堂里面哈，照相copy下来的，或是画下来的。
This all this
这个不是我们真实教会做的，是外面人做的，所以这应该是非常信实啊。这是一个我这里面 copy 的好几个那博士论文呢。
These are duplicates from the other denominations, either from the pictures or this is the reproduction of the pictures.
应该是可以相信哈。It's
very
reliable. 你看最下面这个，你看三个头，那父就比较大一头，比较大一点了。And
at the left corner, you can see the three heads, and the father is in the middle with a bigger head.
那只在右边也留胡子啊，那圣灵的是最左边那个就比较年轻。And
the Holy Spirit is on the left hand side, looks a lot more younger, and the son is
有没有？中间那个父嘛。 那只是父的那个 image 哈，所以是小一点的头，那。Son has
the image of father, therefore, the head is smaller.
那左边那圣灵就年轻，好像。The
Holy Spirit standing next to the father, and is a younger image.
好，那你看都是这一张里面几乎都是三个头哈。In
this picture, in this sheet, you can see most of the pictures have three heads.
那三一神观他们在进步了。And
the teaching of the Trinity was also making progress.
你看这边就不一样了，是不是？
If you turn to the next page, you will see there's an improvement of the drawing.
不一样在哪里？
What's the difference?
Joyce, 比较一下嘛。
So make a comparison.
啊？ 有没有不一样？ 现在头变一个了哈。
I can see the has three consolidated into one head.
一个头了。
That's one head.
一个身体。 这边是 三个头了哈。
And in the reverse page, I can see most of the pictures have three separate heads.
但是呢，他那个画的三个脸，那个很厉害了。你看那个，他这几个眼睛啊，四个眼睛。他要画的，你看你把另外怎么？
已经有六个眼睛，三个鼻子。你把另外的两个眼睛捂起来，这个头是可以眼睛是一样的。你再把这两个捂起来，你看那眼睛都不会斜眼的，有没有？你好试试看哈。If you try to cover up，
不容易。你看，你把这两个捂起来，看是看一个方向，就是。 你把旁边这两个闷起来，看前面的啊。你把这个捂起来，它要看那边。So
if you try to cover up the eyes, they are looking in the same directions. So now they try to combine all the three heads, in one, but with three faces.
这是后期的三一论。This
is the later teachings, the concept of Trinity.
所以你现在就晓得，先。 用这个图片，我们来看看，就是三一神的源流。这个最客观的了，不就是看图说故事这样。This
is a very, very objective point of view of the Trinity. By looking at all these pictures, we can see the history of the Trinity.
好，那现在我们来谈这个三位一体这个神观的来源。Let's
study the origin of Trinity.
你看圣经里面它。 开始对父、对子、对圣灵没有分别，没有谈到说当就是没有怎么讲，他们没有去争执说到底他们的关系是怎么样，就是给他下个定义了，没有，就是好像讲到父，好像就等于子，子就等于圣灵，就混着用。
The Bible actually doesn't differentiate between of distinguish between the Father, Son, and the and Holy Spirit. They are actually they are one.
那后来就要出问题了。
And the problems.
在圣经后来他们因为犹太教刚开始的话，就是犹太人他们信耶稣的话，起先他们也认为耶稣就是道成肉身，跟就是耶稣也是神，就他们没有把他想的太多，就这样相信。
When the Jewish converted to Christians, they view Jesus in the very simple concept. He is God incarnated in flesh.
但是后来呢，他们认为说，那旧约那个神怎么办呢？
Then they begin to question, how about God in the Old Testament time?
因为在旧约他们是相信独一的神。
In the Old Testament period, they believe one true God.
那是父。
Who is the father?
那现在又有一个子啊。
Now, that's a son.
那父跟子的关系是什么？
What's the relationship between father and son?
这是第一个他们所发生的问题。
This is the first question. This was the first question raised.
但我们不讲那教会历史啊，这在那尼西亚那个信经里面就吵得要命了。
There has been an argument during the in the history of church.
那在当时有几个方向。
There are several concepts.
第一个就是否认耶稣是神。
The first teaching is to deny Jesus, is God.
你把耶稣否认是神的话，那父就是神了，那就独一神了，对不对？
If you deny,
现在又有两个竞争，打掉一个就剩下一个了。
If there are two debatable issues, and if you deny Jesus is God, then God is the one true God.
这是第一种方向。
This is the first direction, the first approach.
那在这个那。再来第二个方向就是把耶稣讲成是不是实在的到地上来，是一个显现的，一个幻影的。
The second interpretation is Jesus Christ did not physically appear on earth. He just in a virtual image.
那第三种就是三位一体。
Then the third explanation, the third concept is.Trinity.
其实三位一体它的形成是要维护独一真神。
Actually, the idea of Trinity is to protect the concept of one true God.
它的本意是好的。
And it has a very good motivation.
它要去保护说神只有独一，并且耶稣也是神。
You try to explain that God is the true God and Jesus is also God.
但这历史很久了哈。
It has a long history.
经过很多的神学家，铁突连哈。这些人我们像
it went through a lot of the explanations from different theologists.
好
theologians.
那在当时的会发明出来这个名词，他们是从外邦的这个世界得到一些灵感。
They got the idea from the pagan beliefs.
那在外邦
All these so-called pagans of religions were actually established, formed before the birth of Jesus Christ.
那个佛教也比耶稣早啊，佛教是在主前五百多年。
The Buddhism was established 500 years BC.
好，那他们从印度教，从巴比伦的宗教，或是从埃及的宗教，他们学到这个。
They got the idea from the teachings of Hinduism, also the Egyptian religions and the Babylonian religion. And this is the original term Trinitas.
就是三合一。
Three in one.
一个神。
In one God.
好，那三位一体的神。
如果你今天来，明天不来的话，先讲结果，关于。
Let me tell the conclusion. If you miss tomorrow's sermon, the teaching of Trinity is wrong. The teaching of Trinity, the doctrine of Trinity is wrong. We should not believe and accept the doctrine
of Trinity.
If you believe in the teaching of Trinity, you will not receive salvation.
是这样子,
it's a very serious matter.
这结果重要嘛,
let me tell you what the ending is.
不过你明天没有来, 你说, 哦, 我们去那个, 我们这家会有一个传道在讲三位一体哦, 那个我们可能现在改了。
If you miss tomorrow's sermon, you may be mistakenly thinking that our church is preaching the doctrine of Trinity.
又讲那个三位一体的源流, 讲到世界宗教, 这样很有趣,
the origin of the Trinity and also the religion of the pagan world.
我忽然想到，我在惠州这次我遇到一个地方，一个教会。
Recently, when I was
我以前都没去过。
I went to visit an African church where I never visited before, which I never visited before.
我只是去拜访一下以前的教会的。
I was actually visiting the church previously.
我到时候我赶快跑。
And I quickly left.
我跟他们说，啊，哭着跑掉。
I dare even not to talk to them. They never see them.
其中之一就是有一个人，他说他一九八几年洗礼的了，他是第一代的。我说那你们没有守安息日啊？我们的教堂都被他们被别的教会占去了。And
the one of the members said that he was a first generation believer, and I told him our church was used by other people.
我说你怎么不守安息日？
Then why do you celebrate Sabbath?
他说全世界最早的那个天主教都守星期天，所以他们也改了。
He told me that even the early churches, the Catholic Church, also keeps Sunday, and we also change to Sunday.
哦，真耶稣教会改了，岂有此理！And
the doctrine of church was changed, and I couldn't stand for that, and I left.
那其他教会有一个教会剩下两片墙而已。And
another church has only two walls left.
我说啊，这是哭墙吧。And
I call this the wall of tears.
所以还是为非洲祷告啊。And
let's continue to pray for the churches in Africa.
不是每个教会都是像这样子哦。Of
course, not every church was like that.
这是片段，有的很好，但是坏的也很多。你哭着走啊，你真的他拉着你的衣服要你的钱，要守星期天。我们盖的会堂，他都被别的教会占去了，写别的教会的名字，我们那个牌匾被拆下来了。
They are good.
你看了都，你想说。 主耶稣的宝血怎么这么没有能力啊？被这些人搞这个样子，他要哭，走了。But
the other churches were occupied with other denominations, and we left those churches with tears.
但很多了，讲不完，因为我每年去三次啊。
We've been to Africa.
现在都是满脑子的非洲。And
I have so my mind was all occupied with the churches in Africa.
好，所以三位一体是错的。
Please remember that the doctrine of Trinity is wrong and indeed very wrong.
如果你相信三位一体并且去实行的话,
if you believe in the teaching of Trinity and you try to practice,
你得不到救恩,
you will not receive salvation.
好，结果先讲好。
Let me tell you what the ending is.
因为如果你明天早上不来的话, 那就麻烦了。If
you don't come tomorrow morning, you'll be in trouble if you just listen to this tonight's sermon.
好，那。
Let's come direct to the point of one true God instead mentioning the Trinity.
这是那个永恒。
I use this line to represent eternity.
永恒实在画不出来。
There's no way we can illustrate eternity.
你能一想到永恒就断了，真的。There's
no way we can even imagine eternity.
因为永恒对人来讲是超越时空。
Eternity is beyond time and space. is infinity, which is beyond our understanding and imagination. These two arrows showing that's the eternal past and the eternal future. And there's a point here.
And
from this point, let's have this hypothesis in our mind. And from this point, you may go from the past infinity, the present infinity, and the future infinity. Let's try to fit in Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even in infinity, we have to define the time frame or the time slot.
在人间有一个时候，就是那个创造。
This is a time of creation.
我们假设借着创造有时空，好不好？
Let's just assume that creation resulting time and space.
这个大家一起来，这个。
Let me draw this picture first, then we'll refer to the biblical teachings. And every stage may have an error. Therefore, my topic is I attempt to illustrate the doctrine of one true God.
在永恒里面,
first of all, as I said, it's impossible for us to imagine what infinity is.
在时空里面,
in the time and space, let's just assume that after creation, there is time, the time and space.
这个是, 这所谓的历史啊,
and you can the so-called history since the creation. If we try to break the word history into two words, as his story means the history of God.
神藉著創造,到最後神毀滅,是神在這個世界裡面要完成他的經輪。
Through creation and God in the history, then he will destroy the world and to fulfill his plan.
他的历史就是救赎的经纶了哈。
History is actually the plan of salvation.
好，那所以这个是永恒的，这是时空。
And that is infinity, and here's the time and space.
有创造才有那个时空嘛哈。
Therefore, creation have resulted time and space.
那这是世界末日。
And the up arrow represents the end of the world.
一切从神来。
Everything is from God.
到末日之后呢，一切要归回神。
And after the doomsday, everything returns to God.
这个从圣经可以看很多哈。
罗马书在哥罗西书第一章，我们看另看一个就可以。 There are several, there are the numerous biblical references. We can just refer to one verse.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, the epistle to the Colossians.
15:16.
Chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
16节说。 因为万有，那再接下来说，天上地下看得见不得，一切都借他造的。
For by him all things were created, and they are in heaven, and they are on earth, visible and invisible, and so on.
好，那二十节。
Verse 20.
施教完了之后呢，到最后就成就了和平，这样一切叫万有，无论是天上地上，都跟他和好。
And by him to reconcile all things himself, having made peace with the blood of his cross.
那罗马书
，As we refer to Romans,
在哪里哦？对不起啊，我没开戴眼镜，它是第十一章。
Romans chapter 11,
十一章三十三节
verse 33,
三十三节，因为万有哈都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
Romans chapter 11, verse 33, or the devil reaches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
三十六节。
Oh, I'm sorry. Verse 36, for of him and through him and to him are all things to whom be glory forever.
这是也是三个，第一个是什么
？For of him.
Of him,
and through him, and to him, are all things.
这是三个阶段，从他出于他，本于他，然后归于他。
So these are three stages.
都是这三段。
These three periods, full of him, and through him, and to him.
那是在时空里面。
And this all happened within the time limit and space.
好，那我们现在要来谈神观。
Let's talk about the doctrine of theology.
神观就是父子圣灵。
The concept of theology consists of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
那现在我们谈父了哈。
Let's first talk about the Father.
从什么时候开始有父？
When does the Father start?
从什么时候开始有子？
When does the Son appear?
从什么时候开始有圣灵？
And when does the Holy Spirit appear?
好，那这个圣灵
，the Holy Spirit，
我们一般来讲哈，就是神的灵，对不对？
We all know that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God。
那这神的灵在旧约里面跟在新约又有没有不同？
What's the difference of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament time and the New Testament period?
我们先把这些想一想哈。
Let's think about the promised Holy Spirit of the New Testament time.
其实以它的本质来讲，没有不一样。
The essence of the Holy Spirit makes no difference.
但是在它的就是功用显现不一样。
But the function of the Holy Spirit is different. And the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is different.
那我刚刚所提到的问题，你们都想过了哈。
Have you thought about the questions I asked?
来，那我好像两年前都问梁龙生了哈。是不是？
I thought I mentioned the name of Rosia.Your name was mentioned.
我记得我们好像有。好，我们现在谈父。
Let's talk about Father.
父子圣灵是父子，我们现在谈父子的哈。
Let's talk about the relationship of a father and son.
跟子是相对的嘛，对不对？
Father and son, a relative.
父跟子是讲关系的。
We would deal with the relationship of father and son.
父跟子是有父，子一定有父啊。那父对子来讲是父，所以父子是讲两个的关系。
Father and son dealt with the next of kin.
那有关系一定是从什么时候开始，然后是为了什么才有这个关系？你生下你的孩子才有儿子吗？
The relationship must have a starting point. For instance.A son, a child was born.
因为如果我们讲神观，就是独一真神，就是那什么三位一体，跟我们这些教会的独一真神，就是在这个三个的关系上面打转。
The teaching of Trinity
主要是这三个关系啦。
And the teaching of Trinity, and also our the one true God comes out through Jesus Church, deals with this three relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you can have a clear understanding of these three, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then you'll be able to develop a better concept of one true God.
在这个时空里面,
So within this time and space,
才有父, 为了什么? 这父子, 圣灵是为了救恩的关系啊。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are for the purpose of salvation.
那我们来看父子的关系。
Now let's talk about the relationship of father and son from the teaching. In the Old Testament, are there relationship of father and son? Who's the father? During the Old Testament's time, the father and the relation of father and son is God and the people of Israel or the Israelites.
So, in the Old Testament, there is a
In the Old Testament time, are there teachings of the Father and Son? No. In the Old Testament, In the Old Testament time, the relationship of father and son did not exist. Some of the concepts are developed by me, and some were referred from other resources, which I will tell you. And this is my understanding. Therefore, I try to explain to you the understanding of one true God. Therefore, during the Old Testament time, there's no relationship of father and son. Is that so? And also during the Old Testament time, there's no questions, no problems of the relationship of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning of creation, we also saw that the Spirit of God was hovering over the faces of the water, but nobody say that God and the Holy Spirit are two in one. So in the Old Testament time, there's no questions about the Father and Son, and all Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now we talk about the coming of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, the cross. It's the reincarnation of God, which is means that God in flesh, the appearance of God in flesh. Word is God. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him. And the Word appears, and God appear in flesh.
道是永恒的,
what is God? God is Word, and the Word of God is infinity, is eternity.
道成肉身, 肉身是在哪里? 像我们一样是在什么? 时空之下。
Therefore, God appears in flesh, which is under the limit of time and space.
所以是道成肉身。
Therefore, the words appear in flesh.
从这个时候才开始有父子的关系, 是不是?
Then, from this time onwards,
有具体的, 在圣经里面啊, 我们讲圣经, 现在从圣经里面来看啊,
And we refer to the Bible, the relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit appeared. A man was born.
以赛亚书,
in the book of Isaiah,
这个矛盾就开始了, 人间的矛盾就开始了。
We can see, but now we can notice the seemingly contradiction.
不对，第九章才对啊，讲错了。你还没有讲章数，Isaiah chapter 9。
Verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given.
然后呢,
and the government will be upon his shoulder.
那他的名,
and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In here, the son is also the father.
儿子有一子赐给我们, 他的名字是什么? 是爸爸?
The son is given to
是不是?
us, and his name is the father.
他的名是什么？奇妙测试前任的神，永在的父，和平的君，所以他是永在的父。
And he is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, and the everlasting father.
在旧约的时候就种下了这个什么？这个在人间矛盾了，哈。During
the Old Testament time,
你自己当爸爸，要自己当儿子，这个很奇怪的事。
And you are the father.
对自己来讲啊，不是对两个哈。 你对你的上面是儿子嘛，对下面是爸爸嘛，这是对的。但是如果你本身是儿子，自己本身又是爸爸，那这父子是我们刚开始要讲，父子是有因着关系才有父子嘛。没有关系，所以关系一定要第二者嘛。
The father and son, the original father and son must have the assistance of second person. Otherwise, the relationship does not exist.
好，那现在道成肉身了。
Now is in flesh. God is in flesh.
开始有子了。
And now we see the Son.
那相对的，就是有父了。
Relatively, that is also Father.
是不是？
Is that right?
那关键点是在耶稣的降生。
And the point here is the birth of Jesus Christ.
在时空之下。
It's under the time and the space limit.
那在时空之下开始有父跟子有没有分别？
Is that difference between father and son?
时空之下有没有？
Is that difference?
有没有？有，一定有啊！我们绝对不能说没有的。
And then absolutely, definitely that is the difference between father and son.
从圣经可以找很多证据啊。
You can refer to different biblical proofs and evidence.
今天，那杨弟兄把那个。 你还记得吗？上次你给我们很多的资料，我回去都很感谢你。这两年来，你没有感觉有没有都痒吗？去年不是吗？你们都印了很多那资料，有没有？你回去查电脑啊，然后，我们有一张，第一个，在这个之前哦，在然后在新约里面。
During New Testament time, after the birth of Jesus Christ, the relationship of Father and Son existed.
父生子，对不对？
The Father begat Son.
圣经里面说，从父那约福音第一章十四节说，没有看过神，只有在父怀里的独生子，独生子就是你吧，哈，父生子，对不对？
It's the only.
被儿子了。
Now we see the birth of Son.
父差子,
the father sent the Son.
意思说,
Jesus always followed the commands of God who sent him to the earth. In John chapter 14,
大禮,
Father is greater than Son.
圣经耶稣说十四章到第几节就是了，你不要找，看，耶稣说父比子大。
Father is greater than Son.
不是客气啊，不要说那耶稣很谦卑的讲这些，不是空话，而是实在的。
It is true that Father is greater than Son. It's not just a word of humility.
再来。 耶稣说那个日子那个时辰，父知道，子不知道，对不对？
Also, the Father knows the time, and Son doesn't know the time. We are all very familiar with these biblical verses.
那所以这样看起来，那个父跟子有没有差别？
So we can see the difference between Father and Son.
有差别。
Yes, there is a difference.
如果两个完全没有差别的话。 这些你就没有办法解释，绝对没有办法解释。
If father and son are equal, then we have a problem to understand all this concept.
再来，子向父祷告，对不对？
The son prays to the father.
耶稣也祷告，那耶稣祷告是假的吗？
Did the prayer of Jesus Christ? Son.
应该是有区别哈，就有问题了。Now
that is a problem.
好，我们先把这问题先这个摆出来。那新约，那再来，耶稣钉十字架之后就复活升天，还没升天之前，耶稣说他要再来。
Prior to his ascension, Jesus Christ said that he is coming back again.
我们来看约翰福音十六章。Let's
refer to John chapter 16.
Oh,
let's refer to John chapter 14.
14章第16节.
Verse 16.
我求父，他留另外差一位保惠师哦，就永远与你们同在哦。
Verse 16, that I will pray the Father, you give another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
好，那这是另外的一位保惠师，那这个保惠师是什么？
Who's the another helper?
这是什么？圣灵，对不对？
The Holy Spirit.
但这个时候的圣灵跟创世纪里面的这个灵是不是一样的？
Does this helper the same as the Spirit mentioned in Genesis?
在子，应该是同神之灵。我们等一下再讲到子灵的问题啊，在那个功用上面，或是在人间的表达方向是有区别的。
The function of the Holy Spirit or the manifestation of the Holy Spirit on earth are different.
因为如果我们再看那个使徒行传第一章四节,
if we refer to Acts chapter 1 verse 4,
那我们先谈到第三那个圣灵的问题。
The problem of the Holy Spirit.
这个耶稣升天之后的
The Holy Spirit that descends after the ascension of Jesus Christ.
这就是约翰福音十四章第十九节。
John chapter 14, verse 19.
耶稣说还有不多时候你们就不见我，还有不多时候世人不再看见我，你们却要看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。这是耶稣还要再来。
This is the second coming. This is the coming of Jesus Christ.
这个是什么？讲的是降圣灵啊。
You refer to the Holy Spirit.
这是
descend of the Holy Spirit, the Counselor or the Helper.
我讲的比较快一点了，有可以哈。如果有问题，随时可以问了，好不好？
Please raise your hand if you have questions.
或是你跟不上，可以，我可以重新再讲。
Or you can, or you want to repeat again.
好，那个。 我们再看第十四章第二十三节。
Let's refer to John chapter 14, verse
23. 从二十一节开始念了。
Let's read verse 21.
有了我的命令，要遵守的人，就是真爱我，爱我的必门我父爱他，也要我要爱他，并且要向他显现。好，耶稣要向他显现哦。二十二节。
22.
那这个犹大就他心肠蛮不错的，他说：“主啊，为什么向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”这个他这个心胸蛮宽广的，想说为什么要这么偏窄，只有向我们显现。
Judas has a very open heart. He asked the Lord, "What is it that you minister yourself to us and not to the world?"
那耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，必须遵守我的道，我父也爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him."
不是 he 哦，我们呢
？And we will come to him.
We 是至少两个嘛，对不对 ？We 是谁
？And what is the definition of we?
他说我们要到他那里去。我们是指谁
？We will come to him.
Father and Son, 对不对？是哈，这是 Father and Son.Father 以上要到他们那里去跟他们同住，在福音里面这十四章是同住是讲什么？他们要降圣灵
，and
这是讲圣灵的了哈。
The verses we just read refer to the descent of the Holy Spirit。
啊，这是耶稣啊哈 ，the Son。
The Son。
Holy Spirit 啊。好，那这个 Holy Spirit。跟那个创世纪那个 Holy Spirit 是不是功用？是不是就是它表现出来是不是一样？
The function of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament the same as the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
不一样，这个就是应许的圣灵，怎么样
？And this is so called the promised Holy Spirit of the New Testament time.
那个使徒行传一章四节哈，以下耶稣说你们要等父所应许的。就是什么应许的圣灵。
Jesus Christ told the disciples to wait for the descent of the Holy Spirit, which is the promised Holy Spirit.
应许在什么时候呢？
When the promised Holy Spirit descends.
约珥书二章二十八节，这我们很熟，不单我们听了讲了几次。
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
就在末后日子，神要把他灵降下。
During the end time, the Lord will outpour His Spirit.
那接下来就是什么？耶稣已经升天了，降下圣灵。
And next, after the ascension of the Holy Spirit, ascension of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit descends.
那这个圣灵呢，是耶稣要跟我们同在，并且是父跟子要跟我们同住。
The Holy Spirit, the Father and Son will dwell with us.
那这个是什么？应许的圣灵。
And this is the promised Holy Spirit.
我们。再强调一遍，只是一样的，只是它的在时空里面是不一样的，对不对？在时空之下，这个 Promise Holy Spirit 跟创世纪的那个Spirit 是神是 Spirit 啊，是不一样的。
The actuality
区别的是不是
？The actuality
时空的出现不一样。
The actuality of the Holy Spirit is the same.Between the whole of the Old Testament and the New Testament, except the function of the Holy Spirit are different. It's different.
我们说神的灵大大浇灌在我们心里。如果我们现在哈
，just like now we experience the Holy Spirit outpours on us.
我们是得到应许的圣灵。
We receive the promised Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面
，during the Old Testament time,
我们看到很多人被神的灵大大怎么大大充满。
We also see people filled with the Holy Spirit.
参孙
，like Samson，
神的灵大大充满他，你可以看到圣经四十几。
He was infilled with the Holy Spirit, in the book of Judges.
扫罗，神的灵大大充满他。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God.
他是不是跟我们得到一样，得到圣灵呢？
Did they receive the Holy Spirit? No.
不一样，对不对
？They did not receive the Holy Spirit.
像耶稣的门徒啊，他们跟耶稣三年，他们有没有得到应许的圣灵？
When the disciples followed Jesus for 3 years, they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
他们虽然放弃了一切，很感动，并且受到启示说耶稣是救主，是那个基督彼得。
They abandoned everything on earth. They were even revealed that Jesus is Christ. They follow Jesus.
So, the
promised Holy Spirit descend on the day of Pentecost. And since that day, we see the work of the Holy Spirit. Now let's have one step further.
讲父、讲子、讲圣灵，当然是在什么时空之下来讲。
Again, Father and Son, the Holy Spirit are under the limit of time and space.
是不是?
Is that right?
有两种方式。
There are two different understandings.
一个在时空里面讲。
We discussed Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within time and space.
在旧约里面有没有这个问题？没有。我们知道。
We know that in the Old Testament time, there's no question about Father and Son.
在耶稣这个时候。 33年, huh?
During the 33 years of Jesus Christ on earth, it's a very important historical period. We notice the relation of Father and Son.
那接下来,降圣灵之后,
and after the descent of the Holy Spirit, after Jesus Christ's ascension, And the promise of the Holy Spirit is given to everyone, and this is the way how God manifests to man. Now, we should try to understand the relationship of Father and Son and the Holy Spirit.
如果你只是在这个时空里面来谈的话,
if we only discuss about Father and Son within the time and space limit,
这是人间的,你对神的,以时空里面来了解神,
and this is how we try to understand God.
那但是, 神是什么?
Who is God?
不是24还是25,忘记了。那是讲神是灵啊。God
is spirit.
24哈。
John chapter 4 verse 24. God is spirit.
好。所以这是神是灵。
God is spirit.
那在讲神观的时候，每个人都，无论是三位一体，或是我们这一支真主教，都是认为父是神。
It doesn't matter whether a person believes in Trinity or in one true God. Father is God.
耶稣是神。
Jesus Christ is God.
有很多证据嘛，像那个多马跟耶稣说。 我的主，我的神，耶稣没有说，哎，我不对，啊，耶稣接受了。
There are a lot of biblical references. When Thomas met Jesus, he said, "My Father, my God, and my Lord."
那圣灵呢，也是神。
The Holy Spirit is also God.
因为圣灵是父子的灵啊。
Holy Spirit is the spirit of Father and Son.
那现在来讲，神是灵。
Now we talk about God is spirit.
父是神,子是神,圣灵是神。
Father is God, Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is also God.
如果我们以永恒来讲的话,神是灵,对不对?
Then if we...
灵这个是神告诉我们,神是灵,其实灵是怎么样的大,怎么样的无限,你想不出来,这很难的。
God told us that He is spirit. It's difficult for us to understand the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
So, 我们理解神的话，如果以这个神的永恒性来讲的话，神是灵。
If we try to understand the eternity of God, and we can see that God is spirit.
圣灵是一嘛，哈，我们现在从后面来讲，圣灵是一。
Holy Spirit is one.
没有说两个圣灵嘛，是不是？
There are no two spirits.
但是
there's only one spirit.
一位一个圣灵，不是说一个一个也不对，一位也不对，不知道什么，就是一圣灵。
only one spirit.
因为我们多英文比较好啊。 中文有一个那个就是量词哈，就是你这一张椅子，一头牛，一匹马哈，这个有这个什么英文怎么讲？德文就是差不多，就是数东西的词哈。Quantitative.
In Chinese, there are a lot of quantitative words to modify. The quantity, it doesn't say a lot in English or in German.
One God 就可以中文你说一神就很怪，一位神哈。
In Chinese, you have to use a quantitative word to modify.
那一圣灵,
one spirit.
但是奇怪，你祷告跟我，我怎么没有感觉你在祷告，或是你的灵在感动呢？
And I didn't feel that your specific spirit. In a move from me, we all just receive the same spirit. We have to think about this question.